Some parents in Wisconsin are being priced out of the childcare market. A new state survey looks at the numbers. It's Thursday, August 1st. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, Kamala Harris has gained ground in polls of Wisconsin. A small village deals with skyrocketing water rates. And from reporter Joel Schultz, a look at a Republican primary in Northeast Wisconsin. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Politics, environment, trade. You know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A new state survey found only half of the available childcare spots in Wisconsin are considered affordable. As Hope Kerwin reports, childcare providers say they've had to raise prices because of declining state assistance.
50% of the childcare spots available in 2023 were affordable based on what the state pays in subsidies. That's a huge decline from the same survey done in 2022, when 74% of spots were affordable. Ruth Schmidt leads the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. She says providers have had to raise their prices because of a decline in assistance coming from a pandemic-era program called Child Care Counts. Schmidt says providers have to cover increasing expenses, but it has come at a cost.
We are hearing more and more stories of parents who simply are being priced out of the market and are removing children from care.
She says Wisconsin needs to invest state dollars in stabilizing childcare prices or risk losing more parents from the workforce, especially women. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Residents of a small Wisconsin village are about to see their water bills go up triple digits. Teresa is a village of around 1,200 in Dodge County. Residents haven't dealt with a large water rate increase since 1997, but Monday the village board approved a 122% increase. Village officials say that's to help pay for infrastructure projects related to the water pipes. Joey Widmer is the vice president of operations at Widmer's Cheese Cellars. They usually pay around $16,000 a year for their water bill, but it's about to go up to around $36,000.
It's a huge, huge expense. It's obviously money that we can't invest back into the business, can't invest back into our employees or equipment.
A portion of the rate increase goes into effect today. Vice President Kamala Harris has closed the polling gap with former President Donald Trump among Wisconsin voters. As Robert DeAndrea reports, greater enthusiasm from Democrats is part of the reason.
An Emerson College poll taken just after President Joe Biden dropped out of the race shows Harris leading Trump by 2 points in Wisconsin in a head-to-head matchup. It's one of several swing state and national polls showing increased support for Harris. Matt Taglia is a senior director at Emerson College Polling. He says this shows likely Democratic voters coming home.
These are constituencies that are sort of the backbone of the Democratic Party, folks that they need to win. And Harris is recapturing some of those voters that weren't necessarily voting for President Biden.
Taglia says we'll get a real sense of where the race stands after Labor Day. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
President Joe Biden is calling for term limits and a binding code of ethics for U.S. Supreme Court justices. This is following their ruling granting broad immunity from prosecution to former President Donald Trump. Wisconsin Supreme Court has faced similar allegations, but the rules for justices are different here. Wisconsin Supreme Court justices are elected, not nominated. They serve 10-year terms and have a judicial code of conduct. But longtime UW-Madison political science and law professor Howard Schweber says it's ultimately up to the state court to enforce that code on itself, and it hasn't done that. Schweber says Wisconsin's officially nonpartisan judicial elections have also become far more political.
You know, it really took the Democrats of Wisconsin a long while to realize that this was not your father's judicial elections anymore, and they have indeed become highly politicized because, just as with the Supreme Court, people realize that if you can capture the court, you can promote your ideology in a very effective way.
But Schweber says it's clear, quote, hardball politics have also consumed the lifetime appointment process for the U.S. Supreme Court. Previous calls to reform the Supreme Court at the national and state levels have stalled. Coming up, a Green Bay area congressional seat vacancy has attracted three Republican contenders. Ahead of this month's primary, they're battling for conservative votes. That's up next.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
A three-way GOP primary could decide who represents Green Bay's reliably red district in Congress. As Joe Schultz reports, the race serves as the first major test to the power of a Trump endorsement in Wisconsin since the 2022 midterms.
Republican Mike Gallagher held the 8th Congressional District for nearly 8 years. His predecessor, Republican Reid Ribble, held it for six. Both had their differences with Donald Trump, but the Republican primary for Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District could be won or lost based on who most agrees with the former president. The Cook Political Report rates the seat solid Republican. Gallagher never won less than 60% of the vote in any general election. Aaron Weinschenk is a political science professor at UW-Green Bay.
Quite possible that the person who emerges from the Republican primary will be the person who represents the district.
The Republicans vying for the seat are businessman Tony Weed, former state senator Roger Roth, and current state senator Andre Jacques. The seat is open because Gallagher resigned earlier this year. Weed has framed himself as a political outsider, standing up to career politicians. He is, notably, the only candidate in the race to receive former President Trump's endorsement.
I am the Trump-endorsed conservative in this race, and I will always put America first.
Roth has promoted himself as the most well-rounded candidate, pointing to his time in the Wisconsin Air National Guard, his business experience, and his time in the state legislature, including a stint as state Senate president. Roth is the nephew of former 8th District Representative Toby Roth, who held the seat from 1979 to 1997.
I'm actually someone with experience that can go to D.C. on day one and work with Trump and the Republicans in Congress.
Jacques describes himself as a conservative fighter who's taken on the party establishment. He's also leaned into conservative social issues.
I'm the candidate that's not afraid to say that I am proudly pro-life, and I have the record to prove it.
All three GOP candidates have been supportive of Trump's attempt to return to the White House, though to varying degrees. At a debate last month, they were asked whether they believed Trump's false claim that the 2020 election was stolen. Only Roth said no. Weed did not expressly answer, but Jacques was emphatic.
Can I start with hell yes? Hell yes.
All right, then we'll go with that.
Trump lost Wisconsin by almost 21,000 votes in 2020, a result affirmed by a statewide canvass, partial recount, an audit, and multiple court decisions. Weed has been more at home leaning into his business experience running a chain of Dino Stop convenience stores.
Like President Trump, I ran my own business for 30 years, and I felt the effects of all of the regulations in my business.
Meanwhile, Roth has made a point to highlight his ties to Republicans other than Trump, including his endorsement from former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
We need a proven conservative fighter who's actually delivered results, been in the trenches, obtained the bloody scars, worked with Governor Scott Walker.
Gallagher, who left his congressional seat in April, has not endorsed. Once viewed as a rising star, there were signs his support among Republicans was starting to slip. Gallagher criticized Trump during the January 6th insurrection. And he angered GOP leaders when he voted against impeaching President Joe Biden's Homeland Security Secretary earlier this year. GOP voters in the district, like Edward Simpson from Bellevue, say they're looking forward to someone different than Gallagher this year.
I didn't think that he voted the way I wanted him to on a lot of subjects.
But it's not yet clear just who that person will be. Simpson spoke while selling Trump merchandise at a campaign event. While he supports the former president, he says Trump's endorsement didn't affect his views on this race.
I don't care who Trump likes, I know who I like. It's my choice, not his.
Voters will cast ballots for the 8th District on August 13th. Whoever wins will face Democrat Kristen Lierley in November. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And early voting has started across Wisconsin, so if you want to check out what's on your ballot, you can go to the state's MyVote website at myvote.wi.gov. And that's today's podcast for this Thursday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. We'll be back again tomorrow on Friday for the latest news about Wisconsin and the world. Take care. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.